We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We just got the two-hour dose of fantasy football. I'm ready. CBS Sports, CBSSports.com, fantasy football extreme. I'm trying to think that would you take Aaron Rodgers, Breeze, or Brady? I'm not going to ask fantasy football questions. The boys just did it up for 2 hours. I will tell you later who I think is the best player in the NFL for fantasy football. We will touch on one NFL player who should be man of the year today at this hour. His statement on the national anthem debate is the best statement I've heard from a player. It's not divisive, it's from the heart, and it centers on what he thinks is the issue. And I know we've talked about it over the summer, every time it hits the headlines, but Calais Campbell of the Jacksonville Jaguars, he is the man. He is the NFL Man of the Year. He's the voice of reason. And what he said, man, it's just, it is spot on. And I've been waiting for an NFL player to say this. He tweeted out, "I respect the flag, the military, our police officers, and the freedoms bestowed upon me from them. I also have hope for racial equality. I don't plan to take a knee, but I don't plan to sit quietly about injustice either. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Martin Luther King." And he used a quote at the end. Calais Campbell, you are the Saturday Night Huge Show's NFL Man of the Year. I respect that opinion. That opinion has merit. That opinion is not politically fueled, based, or put out there to divide America. You are calling for equality. You're saying you won't take a knee for the anthem, but you won't sit quietly about injustice either. And I don't think there's anybody in this country that really wants to sit back and say, you know what? I'm really not that into injustice. You know what? I'll let other people deal with it. We all want peace. My first thought when I read this, like any drama, any debate, any issues you have with your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, your neighbors, your coworkers, your boss, your children, it is the best feeling in the world when you can resolve it and you can move on. And Calais Campbell should be the spokesperson for the NFLPA. And when he says, "I respect the flag, the military, our police officers, and the freedoms bestowed upon me from them, and I also have hope for racial equality, and it's a shame that we have to have hope for that in 2018. I don't plan to take a knee, but I don't plan to sit quietly about injustice either." Calais, you are a good man. We all want peace. I've said that. If you listen to me on Saturday nights or statewide in Michigan, or follow me at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I'm not here to divide. I'm not here to take sides in a political debate. But to have an NFL player publicly say they respect law enforcement, how long overdue is that? I mean, my Lord, people were celebrating Colin Kaepernick as Man of the Year for wearing pig socks. And Calais Campbell publicly sent out love to law enforcement. He didn't label them. He didn't lump them together. He didn't stereotype because he's looking to fight stereotypes. So on behalf of the Saturday Night Huge team, Calais Campbell, your tweet from a couple of days ago is the best commentary on the anthem debate from a player in the National Football League. Hands down, no debate. I'll read it one more time because I think it really carries some weight and makes you think. I respect the flag, the military, our police officers, and the freedoms bestowed upon me from them. I also have hope for racial equality. I don't plan to take a knee, but I don't plan to sit quietly about injustice either. And then Martin Luther King, one of the greatest men to walk on this earth, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. When you read a Martin Luther King quote, you almost can hear him speaking. You almost hear the audio from a documentary or something where you watched him speak. That man, and it was some of the greatest men in America, took a bullet fighting for freedom. Abraham Lincoln, JFK was looking to change the world, and Martin Luther King. Man. Calais Campbell, wondering where this was going as we get closer to the NFL's regular season kickoff extended weekend with that Thursday night game with the Eagles and the Falcons. And the anthem debate had kind of died down for the most part. Because I think the players understand. They read Twitter. They walk the streets of the cities they live in and play in, and they get that. And this is a split decision right now. There's no middle ground. Hey, you know what? It doesn't bother me what they do with the anthem. No, there's no middle ground. Calais Campbell, he is the NFL Man of the Year. I'll have to check with Horowitz and the crew back there and see if we can get a trophy. Put it in the expense report for next week, and we'll send Calais Campbell a Saturday night huge show trophy. Might be an old bowling trophy from the fan league at the Bronx Lanes. But you know what, Calais? It's the thought that counts. We got you Mike Francesa's 300-game trophy. We're taking off the shelf at the Fan in New York City, and we're going to send it down to Jacksonville to Calais Campbell. And thank you for being the voice of reason. Thank you for not dividing America. Thank you for calling for equality, which I guarantee 99.9% of you listening right now want and probably feel that way in your day-to-day living and act that way. If you want to join in during this broadcast, we're going to get to a couple of huge questions of the night. Four teams that will make the college football playoff. I know the college football season started up this weekend. I was watching Colorado State and Hawaii. It's pretty cool for Hawaii to pull the upset after what Hawaii's going through and gone through. What'd they have, like, Horowitz, was it like 48 inches of rain or something from that hurricane?
I didn't know that.
And like, they said like 4 feet of rain.
That's insane.
That is, and some of the photos, that would be like you get, 10 inches of snow for an inch of rain? That'd be like 480-inch. Weather forecast today for Aspen calls for 480 inches of snow. Okay, I think we're going to get a snow day. And I believe sports, fate, destiny, that it helps people. You remember New Orleans and the Saints winning it after Hurricane Katrina? And for a hurricane to hit Honolulu, for that island to be ravaged, that state to be in a state of emergency, and to watch Hawaii's Little League team win the American Little League World Series championship. Will take on South Korea tomorrow. Hawaii pulls an upset. I'm watching college football. It's so awesome to have it back. Kudos to everybody in Hawaii. I don't know. We have an affiliate out there, do we, Horowitz? Do we have anybody that listens in Hawaii? I've never had a call.
Yeah, I don't know the affiliate off the top of my head, but I know for a fact we have affiliate.
We have one.
Yes.
Wow. And then we're on probably Hawaii time is what is that, 6 hours behind or seven, right? or five?
Yeah, 6 hours behind.
6 hours behind. Wow. So we're like a Saturday afternoon drive time show in Hawaii. So I need your four college football playoff teams, your prediction. Who will be the four left standing when college football is said and done this fall? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Second question we'll get to, and you can answer both of them. Urban Meyer finally apologized to Courtney Smith after that dog and pony show, so scripted, where Meyer got off three-game suspension, but he can practice with the team. It's just game day. How weak is that? And then he apologizes 48 hours later. How hollow is that? Now, again, we can't punish Urban Meyer for what an assistant coach allegedly did to a woman. But you can question and you can still wonder about Urban Meyer's leadership when he conveniently deleted text, when he, I forgot exactly what went on when he's talking at Big Ten football media days. And then to apologize 48 hours later because what, the written script by lawyers or some bad PR firm in Columbus forgot to leave out the alleged victim. And again, it's alleged, folks. I know when we go after somebody on Twitter and Facebook and sports talk shows, allegations are allegations. I still wonder why law enforcement, Ohio State Police, somebody didn't take that over. Because then if a captain, however the rankings are inside the Ohio State Police, somebody there talking, you know, why are these schools handling investigations for sexual assault? Why? Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State, Baylor. When did these schools become professionals? And don't tell me about your campus police departments, and I'm not going to pile on them. But why are schools handling any criminally based or criminal based investigations? Why? Well, why don't they turn them over, not to campus police, turn them over, not to local police? There should be an outside jurisdiction where if there's an allegation of sexual violence, domestic violence, if there's attempted murder or whatever, I don't care what, any potential felony, it is turned over to an outside, not the local city police, and nothing against those local city police departments, but in college towns, who runs a college town? Why not turn it over to an outside law enforcement agency immediately? Oh, but Joe Paterno, I went to my superiors. You didn't pick up the phone and call 911 because a boy's getting raped by Sandusky in one of your showers? Urban Meyer, I went to Gene Smith. Yeah, I went to Gene Smith. You know, Michigan State, you had the Nassar story where nobody did anything? No, these universities aren't equipped to handle investigations. And like the NCAA, when you're investigating yourself, are you ever really going to drop the hammer? No. Urban Meyer has his track record of what's happened on and off the field, Florida, Ohio State. He can give me any scripted speech. I actually thought three-game suspension, I could live with it, with allegations still connected to this. But when I read the suspension, it's only on game day, that's weak, really weak. So our second question before I get to our timeout. Give me the one college football coach that you trust the most anywhere in this country. And then give me the one college football coach you could never trust. So join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. We do have the A-team, Horowitz and Graceffo, back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. We got Lopresti on updates. What's going on? Are they getting ready to give me like a national show every day of the week? The A-team at 12:24 in the morning, Eastern time. Lopresti, Horowitz, and Graceffo. I love it. We also have our huge questions of the night, two of them. A college football coach you trust the most, just one. In college football today, not of all time, somebody employed at this hour. And then one college football coach you could never trust. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And then our side question, what four teams will get to the college football playoff this year? Who will be the four left standing? Let's go out to the audience. Sean in Dallas listening on 105.3. Let's go to Boz in Maryland. Boz, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
I was waiting for tonight for Mr. Drew Brees to start his game tonight.
Okay.
The day after the Super Bowl, the first thing I thought of, I work part-time for the NFL, I do security for players. So that was the Denver Broncos last night with the team. It was great to see a little kid come in. He's actually a linebacker. And Marshall, the linebacker for Denver, was trying to tell him, explain how to become an NFL player, you know, go to school, do your homework, all this kind of stuff. And it kind of was getting a little, you know, picking his brain a little bit and just listening to what he had to say. I just want to throw some positive stuff out there instead of all this negativity we got to hear about, you know, the national anthem and all this stuff. So I just want to throw that out first. But I just think the New Orleans Saints have everything what it takes to win a Super Bowl. They barely lost a game last year. So I take reverse psychology, what Bill Parcells always taught, and they barely lost that game. It's like one little tackle. They would have been the favorite to beat Philadelphia. Philadelphia is going nowhere this year. My game of the year is going to be at New Orleans, Philadelphia. They are going to murder them. Okay? They have every skill position.
Yep.
Right. They've got backup passes.
Right.
I'm watching this team.
Loaded.
They look superior in every way of the game. I mean, I study the game 24/7.
I can tell.
They got the back end. They got the back end. They got the running backs.
Back end, front end. We got for four weeks.
But they have the whole team. And then they have a coach who knows how to win.
Oh, he does.
Is superior. Let me
superior.
Tell you, I love the Saints, and I'm all in.
All right, Boz, thank you for calling in Maryland. Was that Brian Bosworth? Because he was really pumped up. Now, what's interesting is we'll hear people talk about the preseason, and that doesn't matter. I buy in when, forget final scores, wins and losses. I buy in if a team looks sharp, whether it's their first team, second team, third team. Saints look motivated. I kind of get what Boz is saying. Eagles, Nick Foles. There's a reason why he's been a backup most of his career, and even at times in his college career. What they did last year, can they repeat? I guess it's based on how quickly Wentz comes back. I don't think Foles can repeat what he did. He was hot at the right time. And the motivation. Saints look motivated. Breeze knows the body clock and the NFL clock is ticking. They look motivated. Look how loaded the NFC is. Are you kidding me? Kirk Cousins, by the way, with that talent around him in Minnesota, watch out. I wasn't sure. But, again, forget wins and losses in preseason. I look for teams who look organized and they look prepared. Because I love how some fans go, well, you know what? The Lions, they don't care about preseason. They're saving everything for the regular season opener against the Jets. And I'm like, I would like to see some organization and that they look prepared. That's it. That's all I want to see. And the young guys in the preseason. That's it. No more. That's all I want. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. 4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Jason in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, I mean, obviously, real quick, NFC is stacked. I mean, Philly might go 9-7. Anyways, the reason why I called is because it is absolutely true what Urban Meyer has gone away with. It's crazy. Pouncey, I mean, at Florida, he got away with a lot of stuff. I mean, he had Tebow. You know, obviously, that kind of gives him a pass a little bit. Elliott, the things that's happened now. The other thing is, it is amazing to me, because you made a great point about these investigations. How do college campuses allow another state investigation to stop these investigations? It is amazing that they're allowed to hold on to that. And the reason why is because of money. I mean, money. Look at these calls. I mean, look at the money they bring in. It's amazing to me that state police do not get involved in these domestic violence charges. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, I just wanted to leave a point with that. And it is a little crazy to me. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Jason. Yeah, we love you, buddy. Appreciate you listening to Massachusetts. Yeah, how hard is it that your rule on a campus would be, if it's a potential felony, you call, you have a card, you have numbers, you call these state police, county, whatever, you know, I know law enforcement has different levels across this country. Campus police should be handling, you know, they can help investigators. They know the campus, right? They can help. They can recommend. And you've seen a lot of times where campus police, their hands are tied because they work for the university. And just like the NCAA, it's a great game. You investigate yourself. Okay, we're going to, you know what? We're going to hammer the North Carolina women, not the men. Hey, you can pick and choose. Now, I think the Mary Jo White, the lead investigator, everything seemed above board. But there are things of, why didn't you delve deeper into deleting the text with Urban Meyer? They wanted to get this done. And then the 3-game suspension sounds harsh when you hear it, but it's only on game day. Tell me the one college football coach currently coaching that you trust the most in America, and who's the one you would never trust, or you just can't. And then the four teams that are going to make the college football playoff, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge.
We are live across North America each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine, Grisefo and Horowitz. Grisefo and Horowitz, along with a Presti back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Yeah, it's good to have Grisefo and Horowitz. They are pros. They take care of everything. They're the A-team. And then LaPresti, how good are those updates? I feel like we're in morning drive right now on The Fan with Boomer and Gio. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. We have two huge questions of the night. Off of the Urban Meyer story and the apologies and the press conferences, give me the one college football coach currently coaching that you trust the most in America, and the one that you never could trust. Pamela's listening on 105.3 in Dallas. She tweets at Saturday Huge, most trustworthy, Gary Patterson at TCU. Least trustworthy, Urban Meyer, Ohio State. Thomas Carrington is listening in Seabrook, Texas. I love Seabrook. He tweets at Saturday Huge, trust Bill Snyder at K-State, never trust Bobby Petrino, who's at DeVille. Daniel Michalik, I think that's how you say it. His prediction on the college football Final Four, Clemson, Alabama, Wisconsin, and Notre Dame. He trusts Stanford coach Shaw, can't trust Jimbo Fisher. Jonathan Shelton tweets at Saturday Huge, won't trust Chip Kelly or Bobby Petrino. And John Scherzi, He tweets out Saturday, huge. Four college football playoff teams, Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and Washington. I think Georgia or Wisconsin might be two teams who could sneak in and take one of those spots. You can join us on air at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's travel out west to San Francisco and Larry, who's listening on world-famous KNBR. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good evening, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing well, thank you. Who I would trust, I would say, for head coaches so far, and this is, you know, from a distance, I like what Mark Richt has done. I like Justin Fuente at Virginia Tech, but I'm going to give you a name, and it's ironic because he's on Urban Meyer's staff, and that's Larry Johnson Sr. He was my vice principal when I was in high school, and he is one of the most ethical men that I know throughout the duration of my life. In terms of who I don't trust, I mean, I think it's kind of obvious it would be Urban Meyer, Bobby Petrino, et cetera, everybody that we've already mentioned.
You think Larry Johnson Sr., after he watched Urban Meyer's speech a couple of days ago, just slapped him upside the head?
all 6-3 of them, I would not doubt that. How the man has not gotten a head coaching job is beyond me. He is just, his moral compass is intact, and it cannot be compromised.
And some guys don't want it, and some guys aren't a good fit, and they just like the life of being an assistant. I mean, being a head coach, especially today, in any sport, college or pro, is a lot. Absolutely. Larry, thank you for the great, huge opinion in San Francisco, and tell everybody at KNBR I love them. Let's go to Brian in Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, Brian, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I for the guy I would trust, it'd be Luke Fickell, I think, down at Cincinnati. He was the interim head coach at Ohio State. You know, he said one time that he'd rather be janitor at Ohio State than to leave Ohio State, and he did leave Ohio State during Urban Meyer's coaching, you know, and left his coaching staff. He was the defensive coordinator and, you know, took a different job. It tells you a lot about somebody that's been at Ohio State for so many years to leave during Urban Meyer's coaching, you know, campaign. And I guess for the guy I don't trust is Urban Meyer for sure.
Now, are you an Ohio State fan?
Oh, yeah.
So you're an Ohio State fan. So take me inside the state of Ohio from his story at the Big Ten Media Days that got him into trouble to that prepared statement he read that it looked like he was seeing it for the first time, to his apology 48 hours later to Courtney Smith. You, as a Buckeye fan, you feel you can't trust Urban Meyer.
No, absolutely not. He's just not credible. Anything he says is just not credible.
Yeah, I wonder if, you know, with the hype for this year, and they got some formidable teams on that schedule, Brian, when you get Michigan at home, you have to go to Michigan State, you have Penn State, it's just the Big Ten East is loaded. I wonder if they had an unexpected bad season, if they would show him the door. Is he just so powerful with that record with 70-plus wins that he's going nowhere?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you don't lose to Michigan, you're not going anywhere.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
In the state of, you know, Jim Tressel, they showed him the door, and, he did as much as Urban Meyer did over less. You know, I mean, he didn't do it, you know, that scandal was nowhere near as bad as this. I mean, Jim Tressel protected a kid. This guy lied, just blatantly lied about
Brian, if this would have been in the spring and not this close to the start of the season, that they might have moved on him.
Yeah, yes. If somebody like Vrabel was willing to take the job, he'd been gone. You know, they don't. There's no way they're going to hire a non-Ohio State guy at Ohio State. The guy that's acting as coach there is, you know, they'll, you know, Tom Herman. They're not going to hire those guys at Ohio State. It's going to have to be Vrabel or somebody like that that's from Ohio State.
I thought it would be Bob Stoops out of retirement.
Bob Stoops, yeah, hey, you know, I mean, if he comes out of retirement for Ohio State, right, I'm sure the door's open.
Yeah, but, you know, Urban has a team that a lot of people are feeling that they're going to go to the Final Four. Schedule will be a war. You know, the Big Ten could beat up on each other and keep everybody out of the Final Four. We'll see how that plays out. Brian, thanks for the conversation in Ohio. Let's go to Greg in Omaha, Nebraska. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. First time caller. Been listening for a couple of years, so thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for the love, and thanks for the support and loyalty.
Yeah, yeah, it's great stuff. It's always good to hear just kind of everybody's opinion, get the pulse. But, yeah, my most trusted coach, might not be any surprise for you guys, but Scott Frost, you know, new coach here at Nebraska, he's just kind of shooting it straight, not really trying to throw the previous coaching regime under the bus too much, but – I mean, heck, the team probably has averaged picking up, 10 pounds or more in muscle since his whole coaching staff took over. So everybody's working hard under him, and he's definitely pretty trustworthy because he knows what he's doing, and you can tell when he talks to the media. So I hope everybody's ready to see what Nebraska's about to do.
Scott Frost will win at least one national championship while coaching Nebraska.
Oh, man, that would be glorious.
And, you know, I think he will. You know why? His turnaround he did at Central Florida, okay?
Right.
What he did at Central Florida, now with the resources of Nebraska, which is similar to what Alabama has, being the team in the state, he will create a national power. He'll bring them back to national title status. Mark it down. I don't know if it's 2 years, 3 years, 5 years.
Right, right.
I don't know when it is, but he will do it.
Right. I'm glad you agree. You know, he said it this year. He's like, everybody better get ready for us next year because they're not going to have it easy the first year. So, like I said, it's easy to trust him when he calls it like that, in the sense of, you know, get ready now because you're not going to catch up. So I'm very excited. He's proven himself trustworthy, and he was a championship quarterback in Nebraska, so he knows what
he gets it, man, and he's learned at Oregon, he's learned along the way. Before I let you go there in Omaha, Nebraska, who's the coach that you could never trust in college football today?
Oh, I mean, it's so obvious, you know, it's Ben Urban since day one. I never believed him that he was leaving Miami for a heart problem. The walls were closing in, we all saw what happened after, you know, he left, and kind of things could have hit the fan and didn't. And yeah, he's a liar, you know. He does things to win, and he doesn't really understand the reality of anything, it seems like. He just wants to be in his own world. So no credibility for that guy, and I hope Iowa or everybody upsets him this year, just like last year, and keeps him out.
All right, well, thank you so much. Appreciate the love in Omaha, Nebraska. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We have two huge questions of the night off the Urban Meyer story earlier this week, and also the 48-hour later apology to Courtney Smith. Give me the college football coach currently coaching today that you trust the most, and the one college football coach that you'll never trust. And then your four teams that make the college football playoff this year. College football season is underway. Next week, all the big boys get after it. 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Brandon in Oklahoma. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing tonight?
Doing good, Brandon. Where are you at in Oklahoma?
A little southwest part of the state, big town of Lawton.
I know where Lawton's at. I worked in Oklahoma City. It was my first talk radio job on the sports side, KTOK, in April of 1992. I started there. Worked also at KQLL in Tulsa, so well-versed on the landscape in Oklahoma.
Well, my homer pick for most coaches you could most trust would be Mike Gundy. But the truth of the matter is, it's probably Bill Snyder. The guy's got an unbelievable track record of just being a gentleman, winning the right way, and running the program the way it should for years there at K-State.
Oh, yeah. So, he's like the grandfather of college football right now.
He really is. So he's definitely the guy that I think I would trust the most if I was sending my kid somewhere that would be treated right, raised right and taught the right things to do.
So who's the guy out there coaching that you never could trust? Like if you had a stud, they're at Lawton Eisenhower High School, and you had a stud son who was a quarterback, and you would say to your son and to your wife and your family, I will never send my kid to play for this guy. Who would that be today?
That would be Coach Brown, the guy at the Independence Junior College on the Last Chance U. If you've caught any episodes of that, how could you ever send your kid to be under that guy?
Oh my God, that, you know, that was more like a honor camp for law enforcement. I don't know if you get treated that bad at Camp Pendleton when you're in boot camp as a Marine recruit.
Yeah, that guy's awful.
I don't know how the school
kids that have some problems.
Oh my gosh, is he's still coaching there, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
That was a good show though, the second season. I didn't like the first Last Chance U, the one down in Mississippi, but that one there with Coach Brown, I watched it start to finish, and that was some good TV.
It was
awesome.
Entertaining, but you just sit there and go, man, if you're a college, you're a high school kid, and you want to go to college, and you want to play Division I, get your grades up so you don't have to get coached by a guy like that.
But he can only do that at the JUCO level. You could never do that at NAIA D3, D2, D1. You never could do that at an NCAA school. Never.
No, never. Never.
He'll get hired by the Marines to be a boot camp instructor.
Yeah.
Just, all right. You know, thank you.
Couldn't trust him. You're welcome.
All right. Have a great night there in Lawton, Oklahoma. If you want to join in, we have one final hour together, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We have Graceffo Horowitz back in New York City. They're awesome. They're the A-team. LaPresti will have an update coming up here in a few moments. So if you're just tuning in on your way home, leaving a restaurant, a bar, just getting in the car, going to work, at work. Two huge questions of the night. College football coach coaching today you can trust the most and the one you can never trust. And then your four teams for the college football playoff. Drop your huge opinions right now. 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.